You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Kelly O'Hara. I don't remember not singing. I sang while chopping cotton, to the annoyance of my brother. My sister led the way, singing alto to my soprano. I sang at church, in our living room, at school. As I grew, my audience expanded to weddings and even funerals. In high school, I graduated to musical theater and contests. College was a huge step up in training and experience. There, I discovered exceptional teaching and intense competition. One day, I knew music was more than something I did. It was a huge part of who I was. Singing was my gift, my passion. It was also my choice as to how to use my voice. Was it a hobby or a disciplined life work that set up a future that I'd never imagined in the cotton fields of my youth? I learned from my voice professor, Florence Birdwell, that music could indeed be a life and not just a love. Thanks to inspiring teachers and a supportive family, I was dead set on chasing the dream of performing on Broadway. Determined? Yes. Comfortable? No. But with no hesitation, I dedicated myself not just to singing, but to the joy of communicating through music. One cold morning, when the bright dot on the Oklahoma horizon had just begun to spread its pink light, I boarded a flight to New York City by myself. I cried all the way. Was I doing the right thing? Could I make it? Would a career be worth the sacrifice of not living near home, surrounded by family? Would the East Coast ever be anything like the warm friendliness of the heartland? After months in tiny apartments with too many girlfriends, wild experiences on the subway system, and cold auditions, success met my efforts. I found work as a professional singer. Today, several major Broadway leads, Tony nominations, and a Tony Award are behind me. And more importantly, I've managed to share it with my husband and children. It's not always easy with 8 shows a week, getting home late at night, little to no vacation time during the run of a show, and very few non-working holidays. But the privilege of performing always fills me with gratitude. One scene in particular put it all in perspective. I was singing the role of Clara in the show The Light in the Piazza on Broadway. When the cast was informed that Betty Comden was very ill, unable to come to the theater to hear this new show. Now, Betty was a hero of mine. She was a half of the musical comedy duo Comden and Green, who provided lyrics, libretti, and screenplays to some of the most beloved and successful Hollywood musicals and Broadway shows of the 20th century. A few of us went to her home and sang the incredible music from Piazza to this musical icon. In that moment, I realized anew the importance of music. As my voice carried the music and words of the talented Adam Guttel and Clara's amazing love story, I was moved to tears. What grace to be a conduit of such a message, to be a stream of communication, connecting humans with each other and the God who is beyond yet in our humanity. For me, music is a form of love that is fulfilling in a way that nothing else is. I perform these songs before thousands of audiences, and every time it's meaningful. But whether it's for a crowd of 1,000 or 1, like Miss Comden, the gift is the ability to be the vocal instrument of the words and the music. Betty Comden wrote the lyrics to a song called Make Someone Happy. Its message is simple, that nothing in life matters as much as learning to love. To sing that, to live that, is my greatest honor. Kelly O'Hara, professional singer, actress, Tony Award winner, and Oklahoma Hall of Fame inductee, Elk City, and Oklahoma City.